čekat, nečekala žádná. Jak jsem já šel do Bůh.
Ludvík Vaculík, one of the Czech Republic's most popular authors, has a new book out, Polepšené pěsničky, or Improved Folk Songs. It's an absolutely unique volume, complete with a CD featuring Ludvík Vaculík singing his favorite Moravian songs. Those who know him are aware that music and folk songs are vitally important to Ludvík Vaculík, and now readers have a chance to gain an insight into how song has helped shape the identity of an author known for his very outspoken nature.
Jablečka už dozrávají, kdo jich bude trhat.
The volume Polepšené pěsničky has been long in the making. Jaroslava Jiskrová, who published the book and has worked with Ludvík Vaculík as an editor since the 1990s, explains how the idea for this particular work came about back in 2002.
Pan Vaculík potom napsal do Literárních novin shodou okolností velice hezký.
By chance, Ludvík Vaculík wrote a very nice piece that appeared in Literární noviny. He calls it a journalistic essay about how he and his wife went to the Brumov region of southern Moravia and looked for the places and villages that are sung about in folk songs. They met with people who live there and sought to uncover the reality of that corner of the country. This essay was absolutely beautiful, and I realized that Vaculík has it in him to write a book about singing and about folk songs. In effect, I gave him this task, and I told him to exhaust the theme of songs in his own life.
Vyčerpejte téma píseň ve svém životě.
Polepšené pěsničky is filled with explanations of how particular songs have traveled with Ludvík Vaculík throughout his life. The volume brings Moravian folk songs to life and includes many photographs with Vaculík, his family, and friends all singing and clearly enjoying one another's company. So, how did Ludvík Vaculík react to being asked to write it all down? Jaroslava Jiskrová again.
Tak 2003 to krystalizovalo nějak.
The idea finally crystallized in 2003, and Ludvík Vaculík sat down and wrote for a year. He was very taken with the project. I have to say, he's not used to accepting other people's inspirations and ideas when it comes to his writing, but this was so close to his heart that he just adopted the idea as his own. His work was very focused, and I remember that the writing gave him great pleasure. However, I still had this essay in my mind, and I measured everything against this work. When Vaculík gave me the first version, it wasn't quite what I had in mind, so I returned it to him and asked that he rewrite it. At first, he was a bit upset about this, and he told everyone I'd rejected the text. But then he actually sat down and worked on it again, and the result is much better.
Vlastně pojal znovu vlastně a dal tomu daleko chutnější formu.
Perfection seemed elusive since Vaculík took the liberty of improving various folk songs, and at one point the work saw no end. Jaroslava Jiskrová told me about how she finally managed to get the text away from Vaculík and to the presses.
Pan Vaculík, jak se to pořád měnilo a přibývaly tam písničky, třeba text.
Then, as the text kept evolving and there were additions to the songs, Vaculík had a need to fill every small space. He also had the feeling that he'd left many things unexplained. And that's actually true. In the end, we had to make a drastic move this past summer. Madla Vaculíková, Vaculík's wife, told me to take the text away from him because he was capable of ruining the entire thing by making so many changes. So we declared the revisions complete, and I told Vaculík that he should save all of his thoughts for another book, for a second volume. Of course, we said it jokingly, but anything is possible.
My jsme to říkali v legraci, ale možné je všechno.
Bez vínečka, tož co by jsme měli, jenom toto, když je spolu, máme život celý.
Teďka říkám, když ho slyším, jak to čte a jak to zpívá.
When I hear Vaculík read from the text now and sing everything he wrote down, I'm very happy because this book has a dimension that I was aware of, but I didn't realize exactly how effective it would be. I have the feeling that Ludvík Vaculík really wrote a fun book in the best sense of the word. He can bring joy to many people and entertain them with this book, and I think that he loves to be able to do just that.
A myslím, že to dělá rád a že to dělá s obrovskou chutí.
Ludvík Vaculík already has a following of Moravian folk song enthusiasts, a group that calls itself Vlastenci, or Patriots. They meet regularly, bound by love of song and wine, or Slivovice, and lately the Vlastenci have also been helping to introduce Vaculík's new book to the public. And why is an entire 245-page volume devoted to songs from a small corner of southeast Moravia? Because this is a very personal book, and Ludvík Vaculík has never lost sight of where he came from. A longtime resident of Prague, his heart belongs to Brumov. It is where he wants his final resting place to be. The burial plot is already bought. And for so long as he's still alive, Ludvík Vaculík will continue to probe the details of the region where he grew up. Jaroslava Jiskrová sums up Ludvík Vaculík's identity.
Já myslím, že on je Valach teda a Moravák tělem i duší.
I think that he's a Valachian, a Moravian in body and soul. He writes about this in every one of his books. It is, of course, a theme present in this book, Polepšené pěsničky, but, for example, it's also visible in all the documentary films that Přetislav Rychlík taped with Ludvík Vaculík, the series called The Valachian Dreamer. He's always returning to his roots, to Brumov, and he keeps looking for fragments of that world, of his own identity. It's something that Madla Vaculíková and I talk about often, the fact that Ludvík Vaculík is actually documenting a particular world that is nearly forgotten today, and he's making it complete again. It's less and less a mosaic of some sort, and more a full picture of this corner of Moravia that is gaining value. And I'm convinced that it will be even more valuable as time passes.
A myslím si, že bude nabývat časem, aspoň já jsem o tom přesvědčena.
If an identity remains preserved for the Valachians or the people of southeast Moravia, Ludvík Vaculík will have no small role to play in that fact.
Radosti, radosti, kdy vás bude.